Hi, this is a dictation for patient Deon Sykes, Deon Sykes, senior. Date of birth is 12/24/1969. Date of accident 12/30/2022. Date of service 6/14/2023. The patient is here for a following issues. He was initially involved in an automobile accident on 12/30/2022. In this accident, the patient suffered as a fall in a restaurant on a wet floor without realizing, banging his back, left hip, left shoulder, and the head to the floor, leading to headaches along with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, and vision spots. Along with this, patient started having pain in the both shoulders across, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back with radiation to the left buttock and left leg. Patient has had extensive treatment at VA hospital, where he is still going, and also to the DMC hospital rehab. A MRIs that have been done at VA hospital show that there is an annular fissuring and central disc herniation at T12 and L1 with inferior migration without spinal canal narrowing, and L4, L5 with a shallow symmetric bulging disc causing effacement of thecal sac with foramen and disc component. There is a chronic wedging of T6 in thoracic spine CT scan. CT scan of the brain was completely normal. The X-ray of the cervical spine C3, C4, C4-5 shows, no, sorry, MRI of the cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C4-5 and severe paracentral osteophytes, C5, 6, C3, 4, and another herniated disc at C6, 7, effacing the spinal cord area. Patient was informed that his symptoms are the result of this pathology that has been discovered, and he will need a series of injections, steroid injection to the LESI and cervical epidural. Four to six injections should bring him reasonable relief. Patient has a left-sided headaches that are 10 today, and he's going for a repeat chest MRI, as there was a hematoma discovered in his left lung that has been still been hurting him, and he through the VA hospital, and he wants to go to VA hospital for further physical therapy, and so he has been referred for physical therapy. His pain level varies from 6 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Kindly use the chart for ADL for the healing of 30%. Rest of the chart is from the rest of the system review, additional history, the substance abuse, compliance plan RR from the chart. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 190/112, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is the date of service is 4/18/2023, dictation number 0424-008. Kindly use this dictation to do the physical examination and the diagnosis, which remain the same. Regarding the plan of care, I have continued the chiropractic care at the patient request, continue acupuncture, massage, continue the neuropsych evaluation for his trauma to the brain. An MRI of the brain was ordered with NeuroQuant study, has not been done yet. The patient is advised to do that. Physical therapy 2 times per week at his choice places, focusing on the areas of injury, as well as he remains disabled for work, housework, and transportation. Medications are provided as follows: naproxen 500 twice a day with food, Prilosec 20 mg twice a day, Imitrax 50 mg 1 or 2, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 daily PRN for pain relief. For headaches, Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN are provided, 50 tablets. For nerve damage and gabapentin 600 mg every 8 hour is provided. He's provided Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day and Alavil 50 mg at night for further pain relief. His MAPS and labs have been reviewed, and other than that, the patient has been advised about lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection to bring him healing further. Thank you. He'll be seen in a month's time. When he makes up his mind, we'll go from there.